Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 522. Today we are going to read verse 45 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. This is called Perfection. If you expect to have perfect children, you will constantly be disappointed and your children constantly frustrated. If you realize that your children are perfectly themselves in every moment, you and your children will be at peace. Step back and watch. You will see that life naturally perfects itself. Your child's behavior may displease you. It may even be destructive. But it is what it is. It is up to you to understand it and to use it for good, for your child and for you. When I read this verse, I thought about my 18-year-old son. He had come in a week or so ago from the backyard playing beach volleyball on our court out back. And he sat down at the kitchen table and was talking with me while he was on a break from playing. And his forearm was covered in sand. And as he sat at the table and put his forearm on the table, all of the sand fell off, much of the sand fell off of his forearm and onto the table. And I could feel the tension rising in me because I don't like sand all over the house. But I controlled my reaction and I just said, "Oh, look, you just spilled all that sand all over you, all over the table." And he took his hand and brushed his one hand to catch it and his other hand to brush it into his hand to get it off the table, but he wasn't careful. So he kind of like just shoved the sand off and the sand went flying. A couple grains went in his hand. A couple fell on the floor. And he put away the stuff that landed in his hand into the trash can. And my first impulse was to jump all over him and, make him do it again. And why are you not so careful? And you spilled half of it on the floor. And I took a deep breath and I realized that he's 18 years old and he's going to be going to college in about a week and a couple days. And not only that, but his method of cleaning, his tolerance level for cleanliness versus mess, and his technique is not, none of them match mine. So what I had to go back to was when I first asked him, or should I say when I first pointed out that he dropped sand all over the table, he immediately, without hesitation or resistance, set about to clean it up. Now, he didn't clean it up to my standards with my techniques, but he did act upon what I pointed out to him. So if I realized in that moment and other moments before it that his standard of cleanliness and order is not the same as mine. And if I was constantly harping on him to live up to my standard of cleanliness, his eyes would begin to roll so far back in his head that they might get stuck there. I just have to accept that his level of cleanliness, his standards are not as high as mine. And he's going to be going off to college in a week and a half, and he's going to have a roommate, and it's going to be between up to the two of them to decide what level of cleanliness is tolerable for each of them. He may be more or less orderly and clean than his roommate, or they might be fairly equal and compatible, but they will have to figure that out. And similarly, the next roommate he has, if he gets married in the future, multiple roommates, whatever, he's going to have to figure out how to live peacefully with another person or people. And he knows that his standard of cleanliness and order is not the same as mine, and he's comfortable with his level. So it will be up to them to figure out, him and his future housemates, to figure out how they can live peacefully together with potentially different levels of cleanliness. And so I kind of thought of that when I read this verse about perfection. Our children's behavior is never going to be perfect, but they will always be perfectly themselves. And so our challenge then is to practice accepting them as their perfect selves. And when we find something that is completely intolerable, figuring out how to address it in a gentle, supportive way that helps them to make a better choice, do a better job, what have you, to know when we need to intervene and educate and guide our children, and when we need to step back and bite our tongues, because each moment and each situation requires something different. So I hope that gives you some insight into whatever's going on in your home with your children. And that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very discerning day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.